Faithful Unto Death by Caroline Graham. Read by Hugh Ross. Dramatist to this house is death. Austere, withdrawn, the scripts he writes. Ridge House, U.A. Fanthorpe. Chapter 1. Simone Hollingsworth disappeared on Thursday the 6th of June. You could have said she had a wonderful day for it. A warm breeze was circulating beneath a sky so clear and bright it was almost colourless. The hedges were thick with blossom, and in the fields rabbits and hares were larking about from sheer joie de vivre, as is the way of very young creatures who have not yet twigged what the world has in for them. The first sign in St. Chad's Lane that all was not quite as it should be was observed by Mrs. Molfrey, tottering past the house next door on her way to post a letter. Sarah Lawson was struggling to open the Hollingsworth gate inwards with her foot, while holding in her arms a large cardboard box.
"Let me help you," said Mrs. Molfrey.
"I can manage if you could keep this open."
"It looks jolly heavy," said Mrs. Molfrey, referring to the box.
She eased back the wrought and gilded iron.
"What on earth's in it?"
"Some Kilner jars for my stall at the Fate." They walked along the lane, Sarah courteously moving at a quarter of her usual pace, for Mrs. Molfrey was very old. The clock on the flint and stone church tower struck 3. Simone invited me for tea as well, but she seems to have gone out. I found these on the patio steps.
"How odd! That's not like her at all."
"Can't say I'm sorry," Sarah hefted.